In this video, we'll discuss about why the past doesn't equal the future. You'll be stuck in the past when you think it has a vital role to play in your chances of future success. However, it is not true that you cannot thrive again because of your mistakes and past failures. The future promises a lot if only you are willing to let go of the past. This chapter examines why the past doesn't define the future of an individual. The past is a closed chapter. Treat your life like a book. Your experiences are previous chapters. The present moment is the chapter you are reading. In most cases, you don't go back to a chapter you've read. You only flip back to those pages when you have something you didn't get correctly. In some cases, you also flip back to that chapter when you find a similar concept in the current chapter. The implication of this is that you should only remember your past when you need to draw lessons from it. You will not make progress if you remain stuck in a chapter of a book and refuse to read on. In fact, you might find better explanations regarding a particular concept you find difficult to understand in the subsequent chapters. Life is like that. Sometimes you will not understand why some things happened the way they did until you forge ahead. For example, you might find out why your former boss treated you wrongly later. It could have been because of a jealous colleague. The person might have gone to lie about you to the boss, making the employer turn against you. You might still have an opportunity to take a better role in that organization if you choose to let go and focus on improving yourself. However, if you allow the situation to weigh you down, you might not be in the best position to be offered the role later. Don't worry too much about things you don't understand at the moment. They often become clearer over time. The future is a blank page. Remember that your life is like a story. Nothing is written in your future. However, you can start making concrete efforts to make your future more pleasant than your past through the decisions you make at the moment. One of the worst ways you can prepare for the future is to cling to the past. When you're not letting go of the past, you will not be able to see the future holds more opportunities for you. The rest of your life can be the best part of your life if you see it that way. The future is full of opportunities to rewrite your story and get things right. It is natural that you feel like hiding in your shell after a setback. You will not want to make mistakes again, and that can make you become more measured. There's nothing wrong with being careful. However, it is a problem when you have decided not to try again because you're afraid to fail. Your past isn't a determinant of your future. Rather, your past can act as a springboard for your future. If you have made a lot of good decisions in the past, you'll be more confident about handling some responsibilities in the future. Nonetheless, the fact that you've made mistakes does not mean you can make better decisions in the future. In fact, your mistakes make you more experienced. You now know what will work in some situations. The past is a shadow. The striking feature of a shadow is that it appears to be real, but it is not. It follows you wherever you go, but it doesn't contribute in any way to your life. The implication of this illustration is that you cannot deny your past. It will follow you for the rest of your life. You cannot banish the experience or the memories. However, you can decide what you will make of them. It would be ridiculous to be scared of your shadow or refuse to move forward because of a shadow. It's often funny in some situations when a child is so scared that he or she is running away from his or her shadow. You should also feel the same way if you are thinking that you cannot live a happy and fulfilled life because of your mistakes. Your past is just a shadow that lingers and casts darkness on some things around you. However, it does not determine what you can make out of your life. So, you'll be doing yourself a disservice if you refuse to move on from your past. That relationship is over. You've lost that job. Your best friend is dead. There's no doubt that these are situations that don't bring a good image whenever your mind drifts towards them. However, your future has more pleasant memories in store if you are willing to get over those disappointing memories of the past. The past doesn't define you. You should keep reminding yourself that your past doesn't define you. If you take your time to look at the people around you, you'll notice that there are those who've had setbacks but were able to turn their lives around. Even if you don't know someone like that, a simple internet search will help you in this regard. Besides, you'll still find some great examples in this video course. You can also have a great life worth celebrating, despite your challenges and disappointments. It doesn't matter whether you were the one that made mistakes or it was due to factors beyond your control. You can still get to the finish line and win your race. It's your race because it's your life, so you shouldn't be in an unhealthy competition with anyone. The reason some people are stuck in the past is that they feel that they've been left behind by their peers. This approach will only put unnecessary pressure on you. Learn to concentrate on yourself. If you become the best version of yourself, you'll eventually become better than many of your peers. However, you shouldn't focus on running a rat race. This is one of the issues people have when checking pictures of celebrities on social media. They see their friends who are now superstars, and they feel bad about their lives. You shouldn't compare yourself with other people. Indeed, there's nothing wrong with looking up to some people and learning from them. We all need people that can serve as inspirations to us and motivate us to achieve our goals. However, it is a problem when you start to feel worthless because you don't possess fancy cars and expensive gadgets.